This is Eevee Quest's new shorts, highlighting recent Eevee news headlines from New Zealand, Australia, and around the world. Included in this episode, Eevee sales up, Eevee sales down, new model Eevees on the way, and Tesla rumours. G'day, I'm Adrian Maidment, and joining me as always on the weekend is Riz Actor from Carloop in beautiful Melbourne, Australia. Hello, Riz.
Hey, Adrian, how you going?
Thanks. Lots
to talk about. The sales data has been out in both Australia and New Zealand.
Yes, we'll start with the bad news first. We'll start with New Zealand. So it's been here for a couple of days, but basically just the overall market as a whole, not just EVs, they said sales totaled for last month 11,606 new vehicles for March, which is a slight increase on February, but down 27% from March last year and down 44.7% from 2022 March. So overall sales are down, but top sellers, sort of the usual suspects: Ford Ranger number one, RAV4, Mitsubishi Triton, and then the Toyota Hilux. And then into the EV data, that was pretty sad again for the third month in a row with no clean car rebate discount available. But the top sellers were, we use top sellers mildly, Tesla Model 3, that was 125 registrations, Tesla Model Y 74, MG4 42, Volkswagen ID4 28, and then BYD Dolphin 20. So those are pretty low numbers. If you want to get further looking at sort of more detail, the evdb.nz website puts into a nice picture of graphs and shows you downward trends for the last 3 months. Yeah, so basically January, February, March, not much has been going on. That's New Zealand.
So it appears, Adrian, that, this slow recovery, but it's quite a bit away.
In contrast, Australia, and we'll do a sound effect. This is pretty lame, but I'll just do a that's enough of that. Australia's sort of, it's a bit of a yin and a yang. Australia's rocking along.
Oh, more sales than ever. It's been a huge month in March as well. We've got over 10,500 sales for battery electric vehicles. It's the second month in a row that it's been over 10,000 sales. February was also the same. Couple of changes this time. One is Polestar is no longer reporting their numbers through the Federal Chamber of Automotive, usually collects that data, so they're not reporting that in anymore.
Why is that?
Why? Oh, because they believe that that organization is misleading consumers on EVs and are really sort of sending the message that Toyota and other companies want to send around emissions. So they've sort of left. Tesla's also left, but they will report till June. It's sort of changing. But speaking of Tesla, they sold close to 6,000 cars in the month. Tesla Model Y, over 4,379 of them were sold. It was just overtaken by, I think, the RAV4 in terms of the passenger cars. And the Model 3, after a bumper month in February, also had about 1,600 sales. And the third best-selling car in the country, electric car, was the BYD Atto 3 with 1,044 sales. So if you take just those three vehicles, that makes up pretty much 70% of the EV market in the country for the month. And that's before we had the recent price cuts where MG significantly cut prices on the MG4 and MGZS, as well as this week we also saw the Great Wall Motors Aura also get a bit cheaper with drive away prices of $35,990, which is, you know, probably getting very close to a drive away price of a hybrid Corolla in some medium mid-level spec. So yeah, overall EV prices are getting cheaper and cheaper. Manufacturers are cutting prices. You know, I guess a segue into that, Tesla's massively slashed prices on their Model Ys.
Yeah, I was reading that. So what's it at now? What's it?
Starting at under $64,000, with some of the, I guess, more premium trims even cheaper. So on the performance, the top of the range performance Model Y, they've cut the prices by $8,500.
Wow.
And it clearly goes to show, like, how do any of these other manufacturers compete with that? They can't. So Tesla's got, you know, the base level Model Y starting at $63,900, which has had a $1,500 price cut. Then from there, the long range has been reduced by $5,500 to $72,900 plus on roads. And performance, that, as I touched on earlier, $8,500 off the price of that, now starting at $82,900 before on roads. And also, we've had some upgrades to that. We've got two new paints, a Quicksilver, which is a silvery paint, and the Ultra Red, which is that real dark, deep red that, you know, those that are familiar with some of the Mazdas out there, Mazdas have that deep dark red. The whole car is a whole lot better. So it's going to be receiving Tesla's latest hardware 4 with better cameras and the stuff that the Model 3, the new Model 3 already has.
Mm. On the New Zealand website, it says it's got Model 2023 models. It says Tesla Model 2024 Model Y, Y long range, dual motor, 78,244 down from 85,244. 2020, and then, oh, Model rear wheel drive, 65,744 down from 67,724.
That's pretty good value.
It's pretty cheap though, isn't it? Oh, you know, relatively speaking.
Yeah, yeah, for what it is, and it's now,
oh yes,
hands down one of the more, I guess, value for money cars. If you're looking at an EV, you know, I know it's not cheap, but it's, if you compare it to where things were, just to put it into perspective, the Model Y performance, when it launched in Australia, it had an introductory price that made it sort of around 105,000 drive away. And then a week later, they bumped it up to $110,000 drive away. Now it's close to like 88,000 drive away. So that's a massive cut in price compared to where things were, you know, around about 18 months ago. So if this continues, I don't know how the other manufacturers will sell. Actually, Adrian, did you see the news on the Kia EV5?
Yes, I was going to talk about that next, actually. Yep, so that's coming to, well, it's coming to New Zealand. I'm not sure if that was the news you saw. What news did you see, Rit?
Yeah, well, I saw the, here in Australia, they're talking about it sort of landing by June, which is 2 months away, or less than 2 months away.
They've got one here now, and it's on a road tour for 2 months going around all the dealers, and it's sort of in roughly Auckland, well, Auckland places at the moment, and then, where's my little list gone? And then it's, we'll pick a date in a few days ahead, on the, from the 8th of the 5th, it's in Manawatu. It's going to be, basically it's going to every dealer in the country, and then it hits the South Island, to Nelson on the 20th of the 5th, 24th, then to Christchurch. So that's 2 months traveling around. Looks impressive. I'll try to look at that, maybe in Rotorua. I like the look of that one.
Yeah, it's quite good. I also saw that the price has been leaked in New Zealand.
Yes. It's yep. The EV5 will start at $67,990.
Now, let's talk about the earlier story. Yeah. A Model Y at, well, it's roughly the same price,
roughly
or
the
cheaper.
Same, yeah. I guess, though, if you're more of a, if you like it, your screens with a bit more functionality to look at, you might look at the Kia as opposed to the Tesla. They're quite different cars, aren't they? But same
they
price.
Are. And look, there's obviously a market for the Kia as well, right? And I think it's a good thing that it's coming. Couple of things worth noting. It's got a it's going to be made in the Australian spec is going to be made in China.
Yep, I read. Yeah, they said that same for New Zealand, so obviously.
So it would be very similar. It's also, I believe, got a BYD battery in the base level with that sort of pricing. And it's not on the same platform as the Kia EV6 or EV9 or the IONIQ 6 or IONIQ 5. So it is not on the EGMP platform. It's actually a niche platform that they have for this car. So I don't know what that means for charging and other things. It's a cutback version. It's like the Kia e-Niro type of platform.
I just thought that would have been on the EV9 platform.
That's what I thought as well. So that's what's going to be quite interesting. What is its fast charging speeds? Because today we know the BYD Atto 3 charges at 88 kilowatts max. So then if you think about that versus a Model Y that charges at 170 kilowatts in its base form, it starts to get a bit interesting to see how Kia will go when they launch that car. And where would it be priced? Because there's the Kia Niro, which is still for sale. Then there's the Kia EV6, which is still for sale. And it squeezes in somewhere in the middle, like the Hyundai Kona Electric. So, you know, that has to compete with, I guess, a few other models in that in their range. So time will tell, but 67,000 seems reasonable in New Zealand.
I guess another thing about that segment, I mean, all those Kias have sort of been award-winning, haven't they? They've all won awards, so they're doing quite well overall on their EV designs.
Yeah. Looks good. Looks like a mini EV9, which is a really good thing. A lot of people will be attracted to it. My main questions will be, how efficient will it be? And if it's not as efficient and it charges slower, then people may have concerns around, you know, like a number of sales. They may not sell as many as they're predicting.
Yeah, now look at the base model, look like a range of about 500Ks. So, but yeah, that you're good right on that charging speed will be a crucial factor. Maybe just summing up those sales, basically the Australian EV sales are roughly the same as New Zealand's total sales.
Oh, for the month?
Yeah, this is a side thing.
Yeah. Well, look, it's the market here is very, very buoyant at the moment. And actually, did you hear about the potential launch of the BYD CLU in New Zealand?
Yeah, that still looks like it's coming along. I haven't spoken. I'm going to try to speak to some people this week about that. But that looks like I did read somewhere that it was definitely happening, so that looks good.
I heard here that it's going to be here in the next 2 months. So they'll have to launch it fairly soon.
Yeah. And another recent new release announcement that I was quite impressed with is that the Zeekr X is also planning on being confirmed for New Zealand and Australia. That's built on Geely is the parent company, which owns other brands such as Volvo and Polestar. So, and it's based on the same platform as the EX30, the Volvo EX30. Looks really good.
It does. I guess the question is, so for those, you know, Zeekr is a relatively new brand here, but it is technically considered a startup in China. So we will see what happens. If now that I guess we have the EV5 prices, which is going to be a little bit smaller. I mean, Adrian, you've driven the Volvo EX30. It's a bit smaller than the EV5.
Yeah. It's much, definitely a size point down.
So Zeekr X will be very similar to the Volvo EX30. And just on the Polestar, Polestar 4 is doing its rounds around Australia at the moment. They've got one. They apparently did an unveiling at Chadstone here in Melbourne last week, which I didn't attend, but because I didn't know what was happening. But apparently it's here, and it seems to be gauging quite a bit of interest. So good luck to them, and hopefully, you know, they can deliver in some reasonable numbers.
That's a nice portfolio of brands, isn't it? Volvo, Zeekr, Polestar, And also Lotus. Yeah. It's a nice little group.
And not to be... and also, of course, in China, Geely themselves that make cars.
Yes.
So it is a fairly expansive portfolio, and I like the fact that they're sharing the platforms. Personally, though, I think Volvo has a pretty good credibility in the market at the moment, and I worry about some of these newer brands coming in. And if you were to buy one, what would the resale value do in a couple of years' time?
Yeah, it's a good point.
So, you know, and that's why they have to sort of price it under. So because people still feel like they're going to be taking a risk with these newer brands compared to like Volvo that has a dealership base established that will support its product pretty quickly because they've been around for so long. So anyone considering one, it's a thinking point.
Volvo's sales are up as well quite a bit just recently thanks to the EX30. So that's good news for them.
I have no doubt, Adrian, it will be Volvo's best-selling car, if not this year, by next year, in both Australia and New Zealand markets.
I agree. And we'll just move on to rumours and speculation. Tesla. Today's Tesla rumour is that Tesla scraps low-cost car plan, the Model 2. They're going to use it as the robo-taxi, but not sell the Model 2. That's on Reuters, and that's sort of been circulated around. And then I saw a post by Mr. Elon saying no. So, what do you think of that? You're the Tesla expert.
Look, I personally don't think that it's true. But having said that, Elon did put up another tweet or X not long after saying, "Robotaxi unveil 8th of August, 8th of the 8th." So maybe it's available in two different formats. Maybe it's available as a robotaxi and as something that, you know, is the more affordable car. Because, you know, as we know, last year Tesla did their, they did a special event talking about how the manufacturing method of that affordable car is quite revolutionary in the car manufacturing space. So... I think that's still going ahead. Whether maybe they won't sell it to consumers in the beginning, maybe they will be only as robo-taxis. But the truth, I think, is somewhere in the middle.
I like the look of it, so I was quite excited about it. I thought it was a good idea. But I don't make decisions like that. Anything else of interest? Any new cars, Riz?
Oh, look, Adrian, there's just so much happening at the moment. I'm just, overwhelmed.
I guess you've joined New Zealand in a way, Carloop, your business.
Oh, yeah, Drive Electric.
Yep, you've joined them.
Very excited. I think it's the transition's happening. I know there's a little bit of a slowdown in New Zealand at the moment, but I'm sure it will pick right back up because all of these cars are still going to come. Manufacturers will have to slash prices to sell them. It's only good for competition and people in both countries. So yeah, I'm really excited. I can't wait for my next trip across the ditch.
And I'm also looking forward to going to Melbourne again, get the other way.
Well,
that's all I've got, Riz. Thanks for your time. I'll get back to the busy Australian EV market.
Thanks, Adrian. Good to be on. See you next time.